Hello, my name is Keenan Angel, and this story is called All Hallows Clowns. Every year in Gettysburg, South Dakota, the clowns come out to play on Halloween. These weren't ordinary happy clowns. These were clowns that had a need to kill. Each clown had its own weapon they would use on their victims. They fill the town and terrorize everyone who lives there. No one knows who or they are, or why they come into town. No reports have ever been made of clowns showing up in other cities. They come through the large hay fields out north of the town. Gettysburg was a big farming market. They supplied numerous other cities around Gettysburg with all sorts of produce. Many of the citizens have tried to stop the clowns before they reach the city, but no one has ever been successful. Gettysburg is one of the oldest towns in South Dakota and has a population of about 10,000 people. The clowns that come out end up killing 5 people each year. There is no one specific. Whomever they set their sights on is going to fall to their will. People aren't sure where exactly the clowns come from. They don't act like regular people. They are dressed up in a full clown attire. The faces are painted red and white with smiley faces drawn on their lips. The paint on their faces looks like they've been painted on for 100 years, and the hair is long and natty. The fields have been looked over days before Halloween and after. Nothing is ever found, but that is where the clowns enter from, and that is where they leave. October 31st was only a couple days away, and the town was beginning to gear up. They would board up their windows. Stores would sell out of guns and bullets. It was rare to not see your neighbors at the stores preparing. Halloween always came more fast in Gettysburg than any other holiday, it seemed. Neighbors would help each other with their houses. A few beers shared between the men, a couple smashed fingers from hammers, which was a result of the beer, and women cooking meals for the working men. The children cleaned the yards and brought all of their toys inside. The night was closing in on October 29th, and the town would only have one last day to repair. The clowns always showed up on the 31st at 1 in the morning. They put the town and everyone in it through hell until 11 in the evening rolls around. The clowns then start walking back to the hayfields to disappear. People have tried chasing after them year after year, trying to see where they go and how they just vanish. Everyone did as much as they could for that night and settled into their beds and waited for the morning. October 30th was here. Morning rolled around and a fog was slowly approaching. Stormy skies and fog were signs that Halloween was nearing. The town came out and put the finishing touches on their home defenses. Each house looked like something out of a movie. The only thing that was missing would be the people putting war paint on and shooting guns in the air, riding around on horses. All of the families gathered back into their houses and settled down for the afternoon. The waiting game was the worst part. The clowns would show up at the same time every year, but it was always terrifying and nerve-wracking wondering if this year would be different. The sun was finally beginning to set below the horizon. Well, there wasn't much horizon or sun to be seen since the fog was consuming the town. A speckle of light shined through, giving them a small glimmer of hope. There was light at the end of this dark night's tunnel. That hope only lasted for a second, and then it was gone. Darkness was drawing near, and the fog was completely consumed the town, and bolts of lightning hit the streetlights. Thunder crashed over the city and shook the houses. Everyone locked their doors and loaded up their guns. The kids went to their rooms in each house, and the parents and the family members would sit in the living rooms or by the entrances. 5 people in this town were going to die. 5 homes were going to be broken into. 5 flaws would be brought out and taken advantage of by the clowns. Midnight struck on, and October 31st was here. Halloween was upon them. From midnight until 1 seemed like the fastest hour that ever went by. The time was here and the streetlights in the town went black. You could hear the people screaming through the town and down the streets. Not because the clowns were arriving, but that was just the fear these clowns brought. The time was here. The chimes were echoing through the town. The clocks rang 1 o'clock. Through every house and bedroom on each block, families gathered close to each other and prayed, hoping they weren't the ones to be taken this year, and if they were, to spare their children. There hasn't ever been one entire family murdered on Halloween. Through the fields, some figures began to appear. As they moved closer to the town, they became more clear. All of their faces were white, and their eyes were black as the night. Slowly walking through the fields, they came. One by one, the clowns entered the town. They numbered around 15 or so. All the clowns were grown men. No women or children were part of their circus of murdering freaks. They arrived in Gettysburg, and they began to walk the streets and sidewalks. Each clown would go up to the doors at each house and knock. They would knock multiple times, and when no one answered, they each let out a horrible laugh. The families could hear the laughs from outside their homes. As the night went on, the knocks went to bangs, and quiet fear went to terrifying screams. Neighbors would sit and wonder what was going on next door. Was someone they knew being taken and dragged back to the field to never be seen again? The clowns split up and gathered into groups in five different parts of the town. Each group would find a house and take a person. The first group of clowns came upon a red brick home. The windows were more than boarded up. There were bars on outside of each window. The front door had a steel barred screen door. The clowns were becoming more frustrated trying to get into the house. Two of them went around back and looked for a loose end or an opening somewhere. One grabbed onto a window bar and the screws were loose. The clown called the rest of them to the back and they all grabbed onto the bars and pulled. The protector came bursting off the window and brick dust went everywhere. They all snickered. One clown took his bat and slammed it against the window. It broke and the glass went flying everywhere. Two clowns jumped up in through the window and screams could be heard outside. Gunshots went off and then stopped. The clowns pushed an old man out of the window and he fell onto the ground. He was lifeless, and he had no movement. A clown tossed the old man up over his shoulder and they went walking back down the street towards the fields. The first victim of Gettysburg had been claimed. As they walked towards the fields, the rest of the clowns stood on the sidewalks and let out a horrifying laughs. They banged their weapons on trash cans and against light poles. It was a sign of respect for their fellow clowns on a good hunt. Strange to think of it, that they respect each other for killing. Rather odd, but it's part of their species. The first group reached the field and walked through the grass. They flopped the old man down on the ground, and slowly, everyone disappeared into the night. The next group of clowns came upon the second house they had set their sights on. There was a family a couple of houses down that had it with these clowns. The dad kissed his family goodbye and was going to go down and the block and try to help his neighbors from being killed. He unlocked the front door and slowly made his way out and down the street. He was crouching behind some bushes, looking at a group of clowns trying to break into the house. He began to sneak to the edge of the bushes so he could get a better look at the clowns and the house. He rounded the edge, looked up, and a clown was standing there with an axe. The clown looked down at him and smiled. The man pulled his gun up and shot the clown in the chest. The clown looked down, laughed hysterically, drew up his axe, and slammed it down into the man's head. He called the rest of the clowns over that were trying to break into the house. They had their kill. Two of them picked up the man and walked back towards the fields. Again, the last three groups of clowns came out to the street to show their respect. Once the second group had passed into the fields, the clowns resumed their hunting. The third group of clowns came upon a white Victorian house. There were no boards on this house and no signs that anyone had tried to secure it. The clowns walked up to the front door and it was unlocked. They walked inside and looked around. Everything was vibrant and beautiful. Fine china was placed all over the house. Beautiful chairs and couches were sitting on top of bearskin rugs. This was the house every woman dreamed of owning. One clown went upstairs. He went through all the rooms and didn't find a single person. The second clown went into the kitchen and found a stairwell that led downstairs. He walked to the bottom of the stairs and found a door that was locked. He grabbed his axe and slammed it against the door multiple times, but couldn't get it to budge or break open. He called for his fellow clown to help him. He started walking down the stairs to try and open the door when the entire house exploded. It sounded like a bomb had been dropped on the town. A deafening shockwave blasted over Gettysburg. Wood was flying everywhere. Pieces of furniture landed in the neighbor's yard and onto the street. Fire was erupting out from the bottom of the house like a volcano. The family that owned the house was across the street in another house with the neighbors. Everyone was gathered around the windows looking to see if they had killed the clowns. No sign of the two clowns could be seen. They weren't coming up from the basement. They were all jumping up and down with excitement, an excitement that was justifiable, but one that wouldn't last long. They indeed killed the two of the clowns, something no one had ever done before. Unfortunately, two groups of clowns still remained, and they were wreaking havoc through Gettysburg. It wouldn't be long until the remaining clowns found out some of their murdering circus family had died. The family that had killed the clowns waited patiently for the others to come. Of course, they had heard the explosion. Just as they thought, the clowns came walking down the street to look at the burning house. Walking went to sprinting. When they came upon the burning house, every clown started yelling and screaming, throwing things around and pacing back and forth. One by one, they all calmed down, and the screaming turned into a crazed laughing. The family across the street was watching all of this go down. Every clown turned toward the house and looked directly at the family staring out the window. They made a beeline directly for them. The clowns took pieces of wood that were burning and threw them on top of the house. They took bats and axes to the windows. Everyone inside the house started screaming. There were two women and two men. All of them were scared and wondered if they had made the right decision killing those clowns. The men grabbed their guns and shot at the clowns. The bullets went in, but that didn't stop them from tearing the house apart. The house was surrounded and there was nowhere to run. The men and women all gathered into the living room. Each of them grabbed guns and waited for the inevitable. It was only a matter of time before the clowns barreled through the door and took them all. They wrote their own fate, and it was strange to each of them, knowing how they were going to die. The roof had started on fire from pieces of wood that had been thrown up there. It was beginning to smoke inside the house. Everyone inside was coughing and trying their best to see through the haze. They heard something crash through the window in the back room by the kitchen. One of them walked back and saw an axe that was on fire sticking into the wall. The roof in one room was now on fire. The clowns were giving these people the same fate they had given their friends. Everyone inside was frantic. They were being burned alive. If they went outside, the clowns would kill them. If they stayed inside, they were going to burn. All the clowns that were left gathered outside the burning house. The roof collapsed and crushed everyone inside. All of the clowns laughed with joy. They turned and walked back towards the fields. The fog was lifting as the clowns walked into the pasture. Each clown disappeared slowly into the night. With one left, he turned and looked at the town. With a smirk on his face, he disappeared. The end.